Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. You're listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station, owned by the awesome Joe Gentile. You can also listen to our show live on that World Wide Web at WJJGAM1530.com. And I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And if you'd like, you can follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook for weekly updates and information. What I've heard over and over again from so many of my expert health guests this past year, for optimum health, you must choose to eat foods that are healthy for you with portion control while maintaining a level of physical activity at least 3 times per week. Unfortunately, more and more Americans are being diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes on a daily basis. Obesity among adults and children continues to rise with staggering statistics. Some states have more than 30% of Americans who are obese. And if you're diabetic and not taking care of your health, you may already have chronic kidney disease. This is a disease that nobody sees, and it affects 26 million Americans. And more than a third of those patients who have been diagnosed with it and counseled about it didn't even know that they had chronic kidney disease. And it also affects more older adults because it can be the outcome of poorly controlled diabetes or high blood pressure or just having more birthdays. Well, today I have a team of experts with me that are well educated in nutrition and very familiar with the term you are what you eat and all the way down to the micronutrients. My guests today are with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, and I have 3 generations of the family with me. I have Seattle, who is the president and founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Seattle's a nurse with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from Jamestown College. And Seattle started her company, it'll be 26 years this month, and has won many awards and recognitions throughout those years. And in 2007, the Village of Park Forest proclaimed Seattle Sutton Day, and through this village and LifeScan Corporation, which is a division of Johnson & Johnson, she received the Lifetime Achievement Award also in 2007. And truthfully, I could probably spend all my show talking about Seattle's accomplishments, and the bottom line is she's a very extraordinary woman who has impacted thousands and thousands of lives with the Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program and by educating on nutrition. I also have Paula Heaton, who's calling in from Texas today, and Paula is Seattle's daughter, who is a registered nurse, and she is the director of home delivery for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. And Paula's background, she worked in Texas hospitals from 1979 till 2005 in many different areas, and she cared for many diabetic patients during her nursing years and realized that this was a growing concern. And then I also have in studio with me today Seattle's 2 beautiful granddaughters. I have Erin Borgstrom, and Erin attended the University of Iowa, obtained a degree in communication and journalism, and what she does is she works in the promotions and marketing and creating business partners for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating and partnerships with hospitals, home care companies, and other types of medical facilities. And then the other beautiful granddaughter is Anna Egofsky, and Anna attended Miami University where she obtained a dual degree in mass communication and classical humanities. And what Anna does with the company, she's been with them just over 3 years. She assists with social media, promotions, and marketing. So welcome, Seattle, Paula, Anna, and Erin, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Seattle.
Hi, Sue. You know, I'm thinking here you're introducing 2 of these beautiful grandchildren, and you know what? You're just lucky I didn't bring all 14 here today.
And you have 14 grand and two great grandchildren.
In other words, I'm getting old, and I think that your program, I guess maybe I appreciate it more than maybe the grandchildren anymore of everything you do, Sue, because I will be 80 in just a couple months and on no medication because I eat healthy.
Well, that says a whole lot, Seattle. That says tons. So let's talk about your company. You'll be 26 years in business. I believe it's this month.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Time to celebrate.
There you go.
Well, as you can tell, I think we should have, everybody should have fun also. You have to balance your life. You got to work hard. You got to have fun. And, you know, and family. And it's life is wonderful.
Now, how many meals would you say you've produced during those 26 years?
Over 80 million.
80 million
yes.
meals.
Yes. That's counting the franchise kitchens in other states and their distributors. Like we have in Illinois, we have like 100 locations that to make it very convenient for our customers to pick up their meals. Or we ship nationwide to any state in the United States, including Hawaii and Alaska. We're available all over the country. In Illinois, though, it's like some people in some states pay three times what it would cost somebody near here, near Elmhurst, Berkeley area in Chicago. Well, most of Illinois.
You're saying we're spoiled in the Midwest
yes.
by Seattle Sutton's healthy eating,
yes.
right?
Although I'm from North Dakota, but I've lived here in Illinois since 1957. So
mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, you want to talk about how you actually started all this.
Well,
I mean, what triggered it? What brought you? Did you have an aha moment?
I did. Well, actually, my husband was a family practitioner in Marseilles on the staff at Ottawa Hospital, and he had a patient in his office. My husband knew I was really, as a nurse, very interested in good nutrition. And we didn't ask our children, what do you want? We served them what they should eat, and we're proud of it to this day, and I recommend all parents do that. Serve your children what they should eat and not what they say they want or whatever. But anyway, I was helping him in his office. He had a huge practice. And he had a patient there, and he said, come talk to Ron because he needs some help in doing some of his diabetic menus. He's having a hard time controlling his blood sugar. So I went in to talk to Ron, who I already knew, and he knew me. And I was talking to him, and he didn't seem to be paying attention, really. And suddenly he said, okay, Seattle. I guess he was just thinking about saying this. So he said, okay, Seattle, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to do all that work. But if you did the meals for me, I would stay on them and do well. I know I would. And it was sort of like a light bulb going off.
That was the
and
moment.
So I knew I had to do it. And that night I told my husband, I said, gosh, that is the key. If somebody does, if serves people, they would learn. They would learn portion size. They would learn just what they should eat. And we have such variety on our menu that if people are on a year, they only repeat the same meal 10 times. So we have the variety, and every item on our menu is calculated. So we know our sodium, for example, on the 1,200-calorie portion, which they can choose, or 2,000, we know that that's the average is only like 1,536 milligrams of sodium, where you can dine out one meal and have 7,000 hidden.
That makes a huge difference.
Yes,
and that leads me into some of the health issues with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, people that are becoming diabetic. Let's talk a little bit about how your meals really help with these areas of health.
Well, because we do everything for them, and that's how they learn what they should eat, and they learn what a 1,200-calorie portion looks like for weight loss for the type 2 diabetic. Most of them choose the 1,200 unless they're real active, because there is only one bottom line on weight loss that everybody, just they better accept it, because there's no way out, is the only bottom line, take in a certain number of calories, and if you don't wear off more than those calories, you're not going to lose weight. So you take in 1,200 calories, but on that 1,200 calorie that we serve, I guarantee weight loss, no matter what you do. If you get out of bed, you are going to lose weight. And if you decide you're going to call me and tell me it didn't work, which, you know what, nobody ever does, because they know I play no games. If you did that, and you're on the 1,200 calorie for a week, I'd say, look, you either cheat or you're laying there in a coma. And I keep repeating that because it's a fact. So just get going and stay on our meals, quit cheating, and you will do well.
Yeah, you got to stay off the couch, right?
Oh, yes.
You can cut back, but stay off the couch,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
Now, I had the opportunity to visit your corporate headquarters in Ottawa, Illinois, last fall and tour the facility, and I was absolutely amazed at what goes into deciding these what these meals are, how they're, if they're not you know, highly rated, how you change them, and the way the whole operation works. Do you want to tell?
Oh, well, we do our own testing, and our many of our employees help us select a meal, select a change, and we're constantly changing. We listen to our customers and our distributors and our management team, and we work together. And, of course, we always have had a registered dietitian, too, as consultants. And so they're really the healthiest eating meals and freshly prepared. They include fresh fruit, salad, everything. So if you go on some kind of fad diet, the first thing you should think about is, does that include the things that are costly, like my fresh fruit, salads, which I know I've got to change to and eat that stuff. And if it doesn't include fresh fruit and salad, forget it. You're going to have to spend a lot of money preparing that or purchasing that on your own. So our meals are really, people are shocked that, for example, the retail price of like the 1,200 calorie for the week, mm-hmm. 21 meals is only 100, and the retail suggested price is $129 for the week, 21 meals. The 2,000 calorie, which a lot of elderly people for convenience order, and they will share the higher calorie, which is the same food. And so if it's a husband and wife or a caregiver and a patient, they can share the 2,000 calorie and save a lot of money, because that's only $20 a week more and almost twice as much food as the 1,200.
And then I also recently found out that some of your meals are vegetarian, or that there's weeks that those meals are put into the plan, because you can't order whatever you want. You actually, that's how you don't repeat.
Yes, it's all preset. But yes, as of about a week ago, yes, we do have vegetarian. So you can either call your, you can either go online and order, or you can call your distributor, or go to our website, and we have 9-meal order, the Monday order, that's vegetarian. Not vegan, we would not go to that, but we believe that you should have dairy and things like that. So
now what about meat and pork?
Okay. We don't use any beef or pork. We use chicken, turkey, fish. And you know, the AMA came out with saying that you should have that you should have fish twice a week. So that's what we serve, twice a week. Fish of some kind. We have grilled salmon. We have a top grade of tuna fixed different ways. We have, and it's really good. A lot of people that say, "Oh, I don't eat fish," they try our meals and they like it, and that's our purpose. Our mission is really to improve people's eating habits. So I'm not going to say, what do you want, what don't you want? I don't care if you don't like it. I'm going to serve you what you should eat, and you'll be proud of
for
yourself
the rest of your life.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Think healthy, think smart, think Seattle Sutton. This is Aging Info Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Don't go away. We're going to find out more of the health benefits of the Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctor's home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation, 855-4-CARE-AT-HOME, or 855-422-7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328. 7328.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably at later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid in attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call WealthCare Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. WealthCare Consultants is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and here is a Seattle Sutton's healthy eating success story. Bill from Illinois has lost over 100 pounds on the Seattle Sutton's healthy eating program. He said, unlike other diets, SSHE was very easy to stick with. There was no calorie counting. Everything is done for you, and the meals tasted great, and there were a good variety of foods. Bill says, I not only lost weight, but my health has also improved dramatically. I no longer need to take medication for high blood pressure, and my cholesterol is way down. I'm enjoying many more activities and enjoying life, and thank you, Seattle Sutton. You have changed my life. Well, I mentioned at the start of my show that I have Paula Heaton here with us, the daughter of Seattle, who's calling in from Texas. Hello, Paula.
Hello.
Well, I know that you are the diabetic expert in the Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating Program, and tell us a little bit about how you see this working for so many people that are diabetic.
Well, most diabetics are type 2, and most of those need weight loss, and our program really, really makes that much easier because, as my mom said, we just do it all for you. And most of our type 2s really, they prefer the 1,200-calorie plan. They want to see results, and we want them to see results. Unless they're an active, working young man on his feet all day and he's going to burn off 2,000 calories a day, we usually recommend the 1,200. And we know they're going to see results. We know that those blood sugars are going to get better. I even recommend, of course, I always tell them to watch those blood sugars really closely because we hear so often that even the very first week on our program, their blood sugars start to come down and they're being covered for much more calories typically. They're not losing weight before they're on our program, but they're on more medication to control higher blood sugars. So they need to keep a very accurate log of all those blood sugars before meals, at bedtime. I guide them into stretching out their meals and adding in their two low-fat dairy snacks in the middle of the afternoon and at bedtime. So and they need to keep a log for their doctor or their CDE so that when they see that their blood sugars are improving, they can taper off some of that medication with their doctor's guidance or their CDE's their guidance. And also to weigh once a week because they really see how losing weight impacts those blood sugars. And I want them to see the connection. So I always tell them to write it down on their blood sugar log and also take their blood pressure once a week because many of our overweight diabetics also are on medication for blood pressure. And so often, they just don't need the same dose or even the medication after they lose the first 10 or 20 pounds. It certainly is going to make a difference in the blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. And for those people out there that do not take care of their health that are diabetic, this leads into kidney disease and dialysis. And what do you think some of the early warning signs are? Like in the start of my show, I said that, you know, a lot of people don't even know that they have chronic kidney disease. What are some of the early warning signs that might indicate your kidneys are not working the way they should be?
Some of the warning signs might be burning or difficulty during urination, seeing blood in your urine, frequent urination, especially at night, swollen hands or feet, pain in the back or side below the ribs, high blood pressure. Interestingly, high blood pressure can actually be both a cause of kidney failure and it can also be a sign of kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
There are more conclusive, you know, once you have lab work done, there are more conclusive signs, you know, of kidney disease, like the urine and creatinine, you know, are elevated. But those are the early typical signs.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Seattle Sutton's program is beneficial to those on dialysis or to those trying to avoid it, and is that because it I'll let you explain exactly why.
Well, you know, a lot of times they're seniors, and people with kidney failure, whether they're seniors or not, sometimes they just don't have the energy to plan, shop, cook. They know it's important to restrict sodium, but eating out is daily eating out would not be healthy for anyone because the sodium and the traditional renal diet can be very difficult to follow on their own. With our program, there's no planning, no shopping, no cooking. Seniors that can't stand a long time in their kitchen just love the program, whether they're renal failure patients or diabetics or healthy seniors. They love our program because of the convenience and it's just healthy food. Another thing about the dialysis patients, most of them are in a center 3 days a week and they spend a lot of time there. And some of those people aren't seniors and they still have jobs. And it's hard to find time probably to plan out because they do have to be careful with and limit certain things in their diet. And it takes a lot of time to plan, shop, and cook the traditional renal diet. That, you know, really I should point out that the probably the most difficult thing is the fact that renal patients are, once they're diagnosed, they have to be careful of foods high in phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. They need to limit the intake, not leave out completely. Doing this on their own can be very difficult because phosphorus is naturally occurring in many healthy items like whole grains and nuts, but it's also added as a preservative way too often in processed foods in the grocery stores.
I think Paula should tell about her personal experience.
I was just going to say she's
chemodialysis. I am so proud of her because she does she took the home hemodialysis
mm-hmm.
course as a nurse, and she has her father-in-law living with them, and so she does hemodialysis for him 5 days a week. She put him on our meals like, 3 years ago, Paula? His blood work is so great that actually the DaVita Clinic did a picture of her and her father-in-law on the front page of their magazine, and she really believes that it's the Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating Diet that she put him on down there, and of course she's on it herself, and she needed some weight loss, and she had such success, and so she put her father-in-law on too, and just because of, she thinks mostly because, Paula, isn't it true, the sodium restriction is so important in these people.
It is very important, and many of them do have problems with their phosphorus and their potassium being high. What I've learned, and I've learned really a lot from those girls that trained me, I really am more knowledgeable now out of the need for my father-in-law, just going through the process of learning how to do home hemodialysis for him. And some of his success, too, is that we do it at home because we do it a little more often, shorter periods of time, but 5 days a week. But I think half his success is his diet because our program is limited enough in phosphorus and potassium and sodium. We have actually partnered with a nephrology group in the Chicago area, and they are nationwide now. I get calls from renal registered dietitians all the time, and we are furnishing free packets, and we will always do that for our dietitians. We get a lot of calls because this is a difficult diet to follow, the traditional diet, But our program is restricted enough. The potassium is less than 2 grams. The phosphorus is less than 800 milligrams. Our sodium, on the web right now, it says 1638, but it is really less than that and will be changed in the next couple weeks on our website. So you couldn't really do that. I think it'd be very difficult to limit your sodium that much on your own. And our program is proven with Dale's lab work. It's always very good, and he just feels great. He just bought a new car, and he's 87.
And you know, Paula, you had said, I'd like you to just say he's 87, but he does all kinds of things that way out of the box, right?
Yes. He mails packets. When I get phone calls and someone wants packets mailed to them, I have a little basket at the bottom of my steps, and that's his little duty every day. He takes those. He just loves to get in his new car. Just bought a new car. He drives, and he drops off my mail. If we run a little short of supplies or something, he runs to the DaVita Center where we follow up, you know, with his physician and the great staff there. And he's just amazing. I think he's amazed everyone. But through him, it really opened our eyes to the fact that it is important for these people to eat fresh, wholesome meals, and our portions are limited enough. So Dale eats things that really we thought he maybe could never have again. Nuts, they're limited on our program for everyone's benefit. They're important, but they need to be limited. And things that have phosphorus naturally occurring, I understand, is only 60% absorbed, whereas when phosphates are used as a preservative and by the food industry, they're absorbed 100%. So because our program is so wholesome and natural and just healthy, and I think that's why we've been able to keep the numbers low enough. And, of course, with the portions blowing up. And he enjoys everything. He eats our program every day. And he's living proof. And now I'm hearing from so many people with great lab work that really struggled to keep their phosphorus and their potassium in check and to keep that water off. You know, with dialysis, you have to maintain a certain dry weight. And our dialysis patients, they can't get rid of fluids on their own, and if they eat salty food, they're thirsty and they drink too much water, and they retain that. The machine has to take more off when they do that.
Now, Paula, for our listeners out there, you said that you would open up any direct phone calls. Would you like to give out your number?
Sure. I'm always phone available. If they go into voicemail, it just means I'm on with another patient or customer. My cell number is 817-689-0265, and also they can email me. I'm returning emails all day long, and my email address is Paula, P-A-U-L-A, at sshe.com. My contact information is also listed on our website at seattlesutton.com, and if they don't catch any of that, they can always call our 800 number and just ask for Paula.
So anyone out there that is diabetic or just diagnosed diabetic, or if you have just found out that you actually have chronic kidney disease, give Paula a call. She can answer all your questions. And this is Aging Info Radio. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. I've got a couple more guests, and Paula's also going to be hanging around with us as well. We'll be right back.
Across the nation, people are stepping up for their mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, partners, sisters, and brothers. They're leading the way and walking to end Alzheimer's, the sixth leading cause of death in the nation. Together, we can reclaim the future. Walk to end Alzheimer's. Start a team. Join a team. Go to ALZ.org.
Metabolic scientist Dr. Donald K. Lehman's 3 decades of research has given us the metabolic system. Burn fat naturally using your own metabolism. Nourish, protect, and build lean, healthy muscles. Halt the endless cycle of cravings and crashes. The metabolic system will be the very last stop in your weight loss journey. Call me for your free gift, 855-LEAN-LIFE. Correct your metabolism.
855-LEAN-LIFE.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I'm here with the Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Team. I've got Seattle, Paula, her daughter, Erin and Anna, her granddaughters. And one of the most interesting things that I recently found out about their program is anybody that has an eating disorder, this program can not only, really help your health, but it can balance your body and make it strong and powerful again, and you can also become very educated on nutrition and how it can maintain your weight. Right, Seattle?
Yes, and because we do all the meals for the week for people, they actually learn by eating what they should eat. We serve them, and it's freshly prepared meals, including fresh fruit, salad, everything. So we really make it easy, and we're the only ones in the world really doing what we're doing, and that is serving people what they should eat. Our mission is to improve people's eating habits. So it's a rotating menu of 105 different meals, and we do make changes and so forth. So it's very convenient. And I have a personal reason, too, for starting this. Some people might think I don't have any empathy with people that need to lose weight, you know, but I really do. My own father, one of the reasons, my personal reason for doing this for 17 years is my own father weighed 385 pounds, and that was in 1985 when I went off to nursing school. And I was so worried about him, and I really liked focusing on helping people that needed weight loss during nursing, and I've always been interested in good nutrition. But he's my personal reason. Of course, he did die of congestive heart failure and type 2 diabetes, and so I consider that my personal reason for starting Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating.
Well, with that personal reason and your aha moment, you have built quite the company. And I actually have a caller on the line. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, it's Janine.
Janine. Hi, Janine. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. How you doing, Sue?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling in to Aging Info Radio. And did you want to say hello to the Seattle Sutton team?
I absolutely do. Hello, Seattle.
Hi,
Janine. How are you?
I'm just fine. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say thank you again for your wonderful program and to let you know that so far I've lost 236 pounds.
Wow, Janine, that is so wonderful, wonderful.
So,
and
yep.
You feel great, I hope.
I feel great. Yeah. I had spoken with Paula before about my progress. I had gone from an A1C of 9.9 on three medications to 6.4 on one medication.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So if that's not results, I don't know what is.
That's right. And, you know, Janine, you're telling people what everybody's goal should be. It should be to lower those numbers
right.
and to improve
your health by getting off of medications.
Absolutely.
Instead of just as your blood sugars go up and just keep increasing your medications,
right,
going on insulin and so forth. Oh, my goodness. That's not the goal that people should have, or their registered dietitian or their nurse diabetic educator or their endocrinologist or physicians or anybody taking care of them. It should be to lower the blood sugar and get off of medications as much as possible.
Right. I'm living proof.
Yes, Janine.
Yeah. Absolutely, Janine. Thank you so much. You are living proof.
Thank you.
Stick with the program. It's wonderful.
I will, and I wanted to just say one more quick thing. The menu, there's been some changes. It's been wonderful. There's even more variety than there was before. There's some really, really delicious things like a mushroom quiche now that's new that I just absolutely love, cherry almond oatmeal. And as an aside, I do read some health magazines, and all of the superfoods, so-called superfoods that all the doctors are touting now, like sweet potatoes, cranberries, nuts, a variety of nuts, and cinnamon, it's not a coincidence, I don't think, that all of these are included in Seattle's menu. So I guess this lady actually knows what she's doing.
I would think after 26 years, yes, she's got a little bit of mastery there, right?
Absolutely.
I am almost.
I just wanted to say thank you so much again, everybody that's there. You have changed my life. There's no doubt about that. And congratulations on your anniversary also, Seattle.
Okay,
and thank you, and I'm going to keep going.
Not only an anniversary, but I will be 80 in a few months. So, but I'm not planning on retirement till 90 because I love what I'm doing.
That's fantastic. Boy, I hope you don't, because you're helping a lot of people. And if I can get one more person to join your program, then I'll feel really good about it because it works.
You have had many customers go on our meals, and we appreciate that.
That's wonderful.
And I can only imagine how great you feel.
Oh, I have a life again. That's all I can say. I have a life again.
How wonderful is that? Well, thank you again, Janine.
Thank you.
I'm as big of an advocate for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating as you are.
Absolutely. Anytime anybody wants to talk to me, Paula knows how to get a hold of me.
There you go. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
My next guest is Erin Borgstrom. And, Erin, welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue.
Now, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has formed many relationships with medical institutions. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I do. We form many partnerships with home health agencies, hospitals, and most recently even a cardiology practice. So a lot of times a health entity will give me a call and be interested in a partnership, and we provide a discount on our meals to anyone who is interested in patients of cardiology practices and hospitals and home health agencies as well.
Well, I would think that when people are discharged from a hospital, this would give them a road to recovery a little quicker.
Right. It definitely does. Our program is for anybody, and what really sets us apart is the fact that our meals are all fresh. Our customers pick up or have their meals delivered twice a week to their home or office, and they receive 9 meals on a Monday and 12 on a Thursday.
Yeah, and so often when people are discharged from the hospital, whether it be yourself or a parent or whomever, you don't always have the energy to go out and shop and prepare your own meals. So it's, you know, a great way to, eat healthy when you get back home, and, you know, you're just trying to get your health back and back on your feet. So we're there for you.
Now, the menu, let's talk a little bit about the menu. I'm still amazed that you don't repeat your meals, but you said 10 times a year, right?
Yep. We have 105 different meals, and we feature a 5-week menu rotation. So the variety's there. I mean, I don't cook that at home myself.
You don't cook?
I eat the meals.
Right.
I have for 26 years.
She's working for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. She's too busy to cook.
There you go. Now, I heard that before our show you talked about your granddaughters being in little tykes in your meetings, huh?
Yes.
With their moms.
Yes, we involved them, really. Way back when they were 5 years old, we would have corporate meetings, and I would bring questions along, like, at headquarters, guess how many meals that we prepared this week? And they'd have to think about it. And so they look back now, and they say, how funny that was. We were used to getting involved then, and they just know all about us. They knew all about us before they graduated from college and decided to join the company. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started this, Seattle, did you know that you were going to turn it into a family-owned business?
I thought you said, did you really think you were going to go nationwide and franchise? And I was going to say yes.
All right. Well, you can say yes,
yes
to all
right.
the above, right?
Exactly. I'm an optimist. And I think when you start a new business, and I think anybody, and especially in this economy, many people are starting or thinking about starting their own business. And I'd say, you know, if that's really what you want to do, you know, go for it.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful challenge. Don't expect 9 to 5 hours. I am, you know, like I said, almost 80, and I actually devote about 60 hours a week myself to the company. And just love it, though. It's not work. I don't consider it work. And I am very involved with every aspect of the company. Yet. But so if you have an idea and you want to be an entrepreneur, hey, go for it.
Go for it. And that's right. Made in the USA. That will help not only us that are in the studio today, it will help all the people out there listening and some. And back to you, Erin. I'd like to ask you a question. What about having a glass of wine or a beer or something like that with one of the meals?
Seattle says that's okay.
You gotta have fun. No, it is. And the medical experts are advocating a glass of red wine because it dilates the arteries.
Right.
And so
we have two portion choices, a 1,200 a day and a 2,000 a day. And we recommend the only thing you are responsible for adding in on your own is 2 glasses of skim milk a day. But sometimes, you know, if you're going out and you'd like to switch one of those out for a glass of wine or a beer, that's fine too. And another great feature of Seattle Sutton Salty Eating that we haven't touched on is the fact that we have no contracts to sign. Seattle never wanted a program that would lock people into some gimmicky membership. Our meals are for anyone a week at a time. So you can try them out if you're going on vacation, you know, sign up the next week. It's just the 21 meals at a time. We really strive to teach portion control. And if you're on for weight loss, some people need, you know, months of meals, but some people just like the convenience and go on a week at a time as well.
And you talk about portion control. I've actually had the meals, and what's the greatest thing about them, I've eaten a 1,200-calorie meal, which is plenty for me, is that you are finished and you are filled up, you're not overstuffed, and you feel very nourished.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right?
Yes.
And if you've had that glass of wine, you've also had fun, right? Right, Seattle?
Yes. And you know what? Yeah, I think so. And I tell these girls that, you know, they live downtown Chicago, and I said, you know, you got to have fun. Don't forget, you got to have fun. And they love to hear that. But I said, you know, party all night, but the next day you're at work because nobody ever died of lack of sleep is my slogan for my grandchildren.
Oh, there you go. And they're eating healthy. At least you know that. This is Aging Info Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and don't go away. We're going to find out more of the details about the Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years, yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk had they known about a unique strategy that WealthCare Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in 3 ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now, 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisby, president of WealthCare Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings three ways.
Hi, I'm Brett Michaels for the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes is a constant battle. Testing, treating, fighting to live a normal life. I know. I've had diabetes since I was 6 years old. A lot of people don't think it's deadly, but diabetes kills more Americans each year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. It's been called a silent epidemic, and without your help, it will keep getting worse. Please join me in the movement to stop diabetes. Share your passion and your story. Get involved in local events like the Tour to Cure or the Step Out Walk. Learn how you can better manage this disease or reduce your odds of developing it. And give what you can to help us spread the word and fund programs like the Diabetes Camps for Kids and research to find a cure. Join the movement at StopDiabetes.com. Help us fight a deadly disease that shortens and burdens the lives of millions of Americans. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and if you are in need of home care, I have the company for you to call. That is Suburban Home Care, a veteran-owned agency who has been providing in-home care for the Chicagoland area since 1995. Call Suburban Home Care for your complimentary assessment at 634-964-9000. And I'm here with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. I've got Seattle, Paula, her daughter, and her two granddaughters, Aaron and Anna, and I'd like for you guys to talk about, you know, some samples of your meals, like give our listeners out there what they can expect.
We are constantly making changes and improving our meals, and we always use the top quality food and produce, and we brought in some meals today. These are just examples of what customers are picking up today, and we have a breakfast. It's a spinach souffle with fresh fruit and whole grain bread. A lunch that is a fresh Caesar salad with slivered almonds and a zucchini muffin, and a dinner that's an herb chicken and vegetables.
Yeah. Now, go ahead.
So as Aaron was saying, we are constantly making changes. We also have a new turkey burger meal. So sometimes, you know, people go on a diet and they think, oh, you know, I can't have pizza or burgers or whatnot, but you can when they're made healthfully and in the right portion. So mm-hmm. We don't deprive you of your favorite things. It's just a different portion of your favorite things.
Now, when I visited your corporate headquarters in Ottawa, I noticed the labeling. The labels on these meals are very, very detailed.
Yes, they're very informative. Every Seattle Sutton meal comes not only with the nutritional fact panel, but also the ingredient label, so you know what you're eating and how much of what you're eating. You know, we strive to make our meals the healthiest they possibly can be. Seattle Sutton meals contain no high fructose corn syrup, zero trans fats, no food dyes or artificial sweeteners. There's no MSG. They're all low in cholesterol, low in fat, sodium restricted, and portion and calorie controlled.
They're healthier than you could possibly make for yourself.
They really are. And, I list off, you know, that list of things that, you know, the meals are, but they also taste very great. I mean, when you're eating fresh components, your meals are totally fresh. They don't have a shelf life. They're delivered biweekly. And, they taste great because they are fresh, and they're made up of fresh components that are good for you. And
now, if you order a week's supply and you don't eat all 21, what is the shelf life? I mean, can they stay a little longer?
Well, they're perishable. There are a few meals, you know, if you go out to dinner with your friends, you can freeze them. Obviously, you can't freeze your Caesar salad, but you can freeze them or, you know, give it to a friend or have your friends over and eat your Seattle Sutton meal with them. Aaron and I have had, you know, little parties where we let our friends pick their dinner. So.
And you guys get to eat healthy so you can burn the candle a little later in the city, right?
Yes, absolutely. But we got to get up and work the next day. Seattle runs a tough ship.
Does she? Okay. So what if somebody, does it matter when they eat their meals? Can they eat them, you know, if they've got three meals a day, do they have to eat, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I have kind of a funny story. My mom's friend, her husband needed to lose some weight, and he was a little bit reluctant at first. He's eventually actually gone on the meals, but when he first went on, he ate nearly every single one of his meals the first day. And my mom, she called my mom all worried, and she said, well, you know, it's calories in, calories out, so he'll just have to wait until Thursday pickup. you know, she was joking, obviously, but it's calories in, calories out. So you can eat your dinner for breakfast, mm-hmm. your breakfast for lunch.
Save your fruit for a snack later in
you
the day.
It doesn't matter when you eat them. It's calories in, calories out. And if you like to eat more meals in your day, you can save your fruit as a snack, as Aaron said, for later. It's calories in, calories out is what it comes down to.
Now, you guys have distributors all over the United States, actually.
We have about 120 locations in the greater Chicagoland, southern Wisconsin, and northwest Indiana areas. But anywhere that we don't have distributors or any state that we are not franchised into, we deliver nationwide right to your door, and you can just go online at SeattleSutton.com or call 800-442-DIET for information on that. But whether you live in Hawaii, Alaska, or right here in Chicago, you can enjoy Seattle Sutton's healthy eating meals.
Now, you were talking also that some of the distributors actually have food showings.
Oh, yes. Today, in fact, it's Thursday. So today, every distributor will have a food showing from 3 to 7. If anybody wants to come in or go on our website and see your nearest location, to get the nearest location, all you need to do is call 800-442-DIET and put in your, it'll ask for your zip code. So you put that into your phone, and it'll ring at your nearest distributor. So you can tell them you're coming in or just walk in, and you get to see the meals. Of course, because the meals are fresh, you can't purchase them today, but you will see the meals that are going out today. And in other words, you get 21 meals a week, but people either pick them up or have them delivered to their home on Monday or Thursday, and they get 9 meals on a Monday, 12 on a Thursday, and that equals 21 meals.
This is so convenient. I mean, what about people that travel? People that are on the road, and I do have friends that are in jobs where they do travel, and, you know, one of the common complaints is that they always have to eat out, and I have girlfriends, they say, you know, look, I've gained weight traveling. Mm-hmm. And so do you deliver to certain hotels?
Oh, yes.
And
they could, for example, they could be in California for the first part of the week, and we ship UPS there as long as they have an address and where they're going, and we can ship the meals there. And then the second part of the meal, the 12 meals, which they get on Thursday for the week, they could be back home and receive it there. So we can work that out.
Yes. That's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even for people that work long hours to come home and – you know, make a full meal, it's difficult. I mean, if you are not living, you only have one other person, sometimes cooking for two or even one is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of food's wasted.
Yeah, I have a nephew in North Dakota that got together with some buddies every breakfast, and of course they'd go out and they'd have bacon, eggs, and all that stuff, and he was 281 pounds when he called me, and he's been on our meals about 3-4 weeks now, and he lost 21 pounds. But he didn't want to miss the socialism of that, so socializing with his buddies. So he would just ask the waitress, say, can I just order coffee, and I'm on this special diet? And they said, sure. And so he would stay on the meals, of course. He couldn't go off the meals every breakfast and still lose weight. He just couldn't do it. The reason I do every meal for the week is because people can undo what we do for them, and even like one meal a day or every other day they could. So I don't chance that. I do every meal for the week, and then you know what you can do. Then later, if you have reached your goal or whatever, of course you can have other meals and you can go out, dine out, and we even have dining out instructions so you don't gain weight.
That's very helpful. Now, you guys do contests. Want to talk about the contest that you do?
We did. Last year we did a Seattle Sutton Slim Down contest, and we had over 1,000 entries, and we narrowed it down to 10 very deserving people and put them on our meals for 14 weeks. They're about half and half, male to female. And in the 14 weeks, they collectively lost 372 pounds on our meals, on the 1,200 calorie a portion a day plan. So we were so proud of that, and they all did a great job. They changed their lives.
How fun is that? Now, do you have any new contests coming up?
We're actually in the midst of a diabetic contest right now, and they're doing great as well. We don't have any... the contest hasn't ended yet, so we're in the middle of it. So
it's for type 2 diabetics, and it's diabetics and their physician, their endocrinologists are involved.
Yeah, so far they've lost, between the seven of them, they have lost over 90 pounds just in the 5 weeks that the contest has been running. So they're doing great.
Reducing medication. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This program works. So Seattle Sutton, what would you give as your words of wisdom today?
Sue, and again, I want to thank you. You have a wonderful program, and you're just so dedicated, and we're just so glad to be here. But, you know, people have to know that their greatest asset in life is their good health. And if they don't have good health, it's virtually impossible to be happy. So they need to really take good care of themselves. And if they don't want to do their own meals and don't, they need to do, I mean, give us a call at Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. We can help you. So you have to, your health is very important. It is your greatest asset. It's not your new home. It's not your car or new clothing. It's your good health. So take care of yourself.
The value of that is definitely said well. Paula, what would you give as your words of wisdom today?
I would say eat to live rather than live to eat. We all enjoy food. We should enjoy food. And you can enjoy food on our program. But think about eat to live rather than live to eat.
And that's where that portion control comes in.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And Erin, what about you?
I think it's important to remember that a diet is just what you eat. Everybody is on some sort of diet, so make yours a healthy one.
Choose wisely. And you, Anna, what would you give as your words of wisdom today?
Be the change that you want to be. Why wait? For more information on Seattle Suttons, you can go to seattlesutton.com or call us at 800-442-DIET. We're also on Facebook at Seattle Suttons. Or Facebook.com/Seattle Suttons, and you may follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/Seattle Sutton.
And you may also see Anna and Erin on news shows and many different TV productions. They're definitely out there in the area of the media, aren't you?
We're all over the place.
We're all over. They're little show-offs, and they do a great job.
They're showing off for their grandmother. Well, thank you all for being
here. We don't want to get fired.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you for being on Aging Info Radio. And don't forget the Caroline Club Health Fair in Naperville is Friday, September 23rd. And that's near 95th and 248th Street. It is from 10 to 2 with free admission. And save the date, Tuesday, September 27th, for that Suddenly Senior 2011 conference at the Tinley Park Convention Center. And Wyatt is a 10-month-old Shih Tzu. He is shy yet charming canine searching for a patient owner with a relaxed lifestyle. Treat him sweet and he will blossom. With paws crossed, Wyatt is waiting for you to call 773-935-PAWS or go to pawschicago.org and bring him home. And once again, thank you to my Seattle Sutton team of experts today, Seattle Sutton, Paula Heaton, Erin Borgstrom, and Anna Igoski. You can once again contact them at 800-442-DIET or 800-442-3438. And the best thing is you will get a live expert to talk to, which is definitely something great these days because so many times you don't. And their website is seattlesutton.com. And if you're on the aginginforadio.com website, click on their ad in the top left-hand corner. It will lead you directly to their site. Thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, Jim, my most awesome programmer, and the leader of the pack here at WJJG, John DeVita. Stay tuned into 1530 AM next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back, and you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. His to do what you will do. Your life is